What's up, guys? Thank you so much for joining in for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. If you are new here, please do me a favor, leave a rating and a review on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this on. I appreciate the love and support. None of this is possible without you guys. Also, if you guys do enjoy the episode, enjoy what we're talking about, make sure you share it with a friend, a loved one. And if you're going to share it on social medias, just tag at Snaps and Golf Claps across all platforms. Greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Today I want to talk about gratitude and the importance of being grateful, the power of gratitude and being in a state of gratitude and having gratitude as your baseline. And I think a lot of times we feel like gratitude is this thing that is only attainable when you've achieved X, Y, and Z. And there's nothing further than from the truth. Gratitude is a state of being, in my opinion. It's not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's a state of being. It's a baseline. A lot of times we live in a state of fear, in a state of anxiety, in a state of stress. And so I look at gratitude as a state of being, a state of gratitude, meaning no matter what, how I'm feeling, I'm still grateful. And that's why I say gratitude isn't a feeling. I've felt sad and grateful, or angry and grateful, frustrated and grateful. It's just like you can be happy and stressed. You can be excited about something and stressed. It's important for us to make gratitude our baseline. And the way we do that is by acknowledging all of the things that we're grateful for, things that we take for granted. Think about how much around you, within you, if it didn't exist, how different your life would be. How something seemingly small can make such a big difference in your life, can make it that much more beautiful. We take for granted the small things because we've been told that they don't matter. What matters is that big goal. And I've learned that what truly matters is working on the things that no one can take from you. Working on being in a state of gratitude. Working on being a better version of yourself every day. Working on your mindset, your physical body, your mental state, your emotional state. Building communities, inspiring others. Those things no one can take from you. No one can take your mindset from you. No one can take your state of gratitude from you. No one can take your outlook on life away from you. That is, to me, what it means to live a rich life. The material fades. The feeling that you get when you get something new fades. And then you enter this vicious cycle of constantly chasing the next thing to get that hit. Whereas if you just live in this state of gratitude, you don't have to chase things. You're grateful for what you have in that moment. And it doesn't mean you can't enjoy things that are outside of you. It just means your perspective and your outlook on those things are different. They're not the end-all be-all. Because you understand how things work. And you understand that you can lose all this stuff in an instant. And I don't mean to approach this from a fear-based, quote-unquote, fear-based perspective. I'm just saying it in reality. If you work on enriching yourself with the things that nobody can take from you, then all that other stuff is just a plus. And it makes you even more grateful. And it helps you invite those things in even more. We're so focused on getting that next thing, getting the nice cars, the nice house, the bank accounts with all the commas and all that stuff is great. But if you're not even in the space to appreciate that stuff, then what's the point? You're not even grateful for it. You're just chasing. You're playing the game. And it's almost like a level of like avoidance, because I noticed that with me when I was in that space of just chasing things outside of me is because I didn't want to spend time inside of me. I didn't want to see who I actually was. I didn't want to see my flaws. I didn't want to see any of that stuff. I wanted to drown that stuff out. And it wasn't until I switched my mindset to be one of gratitude. I'm grateful for who I am, even the not so nice parts, because they have helped me get to this point. They have helped me learn more about myself. They have helped me be a better community builder. They have helped me connect with people better, connect with myself better. I've learned how to have grace and compassion for myself. In a real way, all because I spent time within myself and I approached it from a place of gratitude. And I think once I made that shift, things really started to change for me. Because I wasn't ashamed of who I was anymore. I wasn't disappointed in myself. I wasn't expecting outrageously high things from myself, goal-wise. Now, don't get me wrong, I still have goals that I work towards all the time. And I have big dreams and big visions of what I want in my life. But I'm grateful for every moment along the way, and that's the difference. Before, I used to think I had to earn gratitude. I no longer think that. I think gratitude is just who I am. It's my baseline. Everything that comes from that, it makes me even more grateful. And the more gratitude you have in life, the more you're able to live a life that is full of fulfillment, full of joy, kindness. You don't need anything outside of you to be happy. All of that stuff is just a plus. You don't need to earn gratitude. You are worthy of being grateful right now. I am so grateful for the space that I'm in. Granted, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but gratitude isn't equivalent to complacency, and a lot of people think that. People think I can't be grateful because I'm not where I want to be yet. And there's nothing further from the truth. You can be grateful for what you have and still want more. You don't have to be complacent just because you're grateful. It's just understanding that every step along the way, there's so much good that can come out of this. Grateful for just opening my eyes every morning. I get excited because I live in a state of gratitude. So I open my eyes and I'm like, man, I'm here. I get to do this again today. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. All my limbs are working. Cool. My eyes, I can see. I drop down, get my little water bottle that I keep by my bed. I chug it. I'm grateful for this water. I do my routine. I'm grateful that I have a routine that works for me. I sit down, read my book. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I get to get this knowledge from this book. I'm grateful that I have the space where I can sit and read every morning. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, that I have running water, that I have people that love me in my life, that I love myself. I am grateful that I've been able to overcome so many obstacles in my life to get to this point. I've been able to shed so much shame and guilt and all these things that I saw within myself at a certain point to get to this point, to be able to talk to you guys, to be able to connect with you guys. I'm grateful that every day I get an opportunity to be a better version of myself. And it's the little things. Don't let anybody ever diminish the little things in your life. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your wins. Celebrate where you're at. Celebrate all of it. Celebrate where you're going. Celebrate who you've become, who you're becoming. That stuff is important. And just because it's not attainable materially, it doesn't matter. That's not what matters. The material stuff is cool, but it doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It will mold, it will rust, it will break. And then what? You can't be happy no more because you don't have it? That's nuts. I'm not shaming anyone, but I'm just saying, wake up. That's not what matters. All that stuff can get taken away from you. What can't get taken from you is your discipline, your gratitude, your love, your joy. But find that within yourself, and you'll see life really starts to change. Your outlook on life really changes in a big way. And I don't know why gratitude has such a strange rap. Like, I think a lot of people talk about gratitude, but people don't talk about gratitude as a state of being, as a state of mind. They just talk about it as a feeling. And yes, it's a feeling per se, but it's not a feeling as in an emotion. It's just what you choose to be every day. And you are deserving of gratitude. You are worthy of gratitude at any stage in your life. You don't have to earn it. Step into it. Step into your gratitude. Step into the person that you're meant to be today. Because that's what makes everything else feel possible. That's what helps you not be stressed out and obsessive over these things outside of you. Control what you can control. And what you can control is who you are and who you show up as every single day. And that's beautiful. So focus on that. That's what you can control. You can't control anything else. You can't control a work promotion. You can't control how people talk to you. You can't control how people see you. You can't control none of that. You can try your hardest and people will still have whatever perception they want of you. And if you don't take the time to control your inner environment, guess what? That'll crush you. But if you know that you are yourself authentically in every room that you walk into and nobody can take that away from you, that's a win. That's a real win. Because that's when you really feel freedom. It don't matter what nobody says. I feel free. I feel liberated because I don't care anymore. Because I'm grateful for where I'm at all the time. Say what you want about me. I really don't care because I know my truth. I know who I am. My friends know who I am. My family knows who I am. I know who I am and I'm happy with who I am. I'm blessed to be who I am. All of it. The seemingly bad, the good, the ugly, all of it. I'm grateful. I accept myself fully. So I don't need external validation. And I'm just happy I've gotten to this point. And you can get to this point too. You owe it to yourself. Take the time. Take the time. You don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You don't have to explain why you're grateful. No. You deserve gratitude. You deserve to live in a state of gratitude always. So really step into it. I'm rooting for you always. I'm excited for you as well. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. And as always, be a little better every day.